Now, David Cameron's launched a personal attack on Jeremy Corbyn over his appearance in the Commons yesterday, saying he should put on a proper suit and do up his tie. The Prime Minister said that's what his mother would have thought of the Labour leader. And there was mention of Mr Corbyn's mother too. It was all heated in the Commons yesterday.
I'll ask my mother. Oh, I think I know what my mother would say. I think she'd look across the dispatch box and she'd say, put on a proper suit, do up your tie and sing the national anthem.
Well, did Cameron have a point? Does it matter how politicians dress these days? The etiquette expert William Hanson's with us, the commentator Brian Peelan. Morning, Brian.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning. What do you think, William Hanson? Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. It's a shame, really, that they come to this level.
Yes?
It's unfair, really, of David Cameron. Obviously, he's under a lot of stress, so it's a reason for why he said this, but it's not an excuse. However, he does have a point, albeit he shouldn't have said it.
Why
you
not?
You need to dress to impress.
Dress to impress?
Absolutely, and part
why?
Of,
why?
Because you are a statesman, you are an elected representative, and you have to dress smart in order to think smart. And you are it's part of the bargain when you sign up to be an MP or a diplomat or whatever it happens to be, that you are looking smart to represent your country. It's a sign of respect for the environment, a respect for the role, and a respect for the people that you are representing.
We can widen this out beyond politicians, can't we? We can widen this out to whether we do, Brian Peelan, expect people in certain walks of life to dress in a certain way. Well, of course we do, but should it matter?
No, it absolutely doesn't matter. It doesn't. I mean, when I listened to it last night and I heard it, briefly I thought, was Jeremy not wearing a tie today? They don't have a suit on, etc. And then I watched the pictures. Yes, he has a jacket on, has a tie on. He doesn't have a £3,000, 500 Richard James suit from Savile Row on, but he has a suit and a tie, a jacket and a tie on. And why David made this remark, what really made me laugh was he makes this remark, and all the hyenas at the back, they all laugh. And at the same time, we know that they've all got metaphorical knives in their hands, ready to plunge them into David's back over Europe. So it's like, he might have got the laughs just from his own back branches, but the same hyenas will turn on him very quickly. I worked at a job once where, for 7 years, as a production journalist, I was told to wear a tie by my editor. He insisted, now it's production. What that meant, this you don't know, is that I wasn't a reporter. I was in the office. The public didn't see me. And yet this editor insisted that I wore a tie, and I did. I had to wear it every night I was in work. I had to wear a tie and a shirt, etc., etc. And when I left, I thanked him. I'll just bury him for a second. I thanked him. I said, you're making me wear a tie. You give my headlines more satirical elegance. Brilliant. My headlines were neater and sharper and smarter. But I'm going back to Ireland now where I don't wear a tie. And I give him the tie. And I remember the whole room burst out laughing, and everybody took off their ties. And, you know, that Cameron, what do you call it, that attitude, he reminds of a man who runs an iron over his face in the morning when he speaks. But actually, we were talking about serious stuff this morning about homeless people dying in the streets. And there is Cameron, the man who said he wanted the end Punch and Judy politics at Westminster, and yet he can't resist the old side, the old Etonian, the old Oxford side came out yesterday in David Cameron.
But we do make judgments on people based on how they dress, don't we?
Like we always do. People yes. always make judgments. People. That's just the way it is. The fashion industry, the ties, the suits, etc. That will always go on.
Although things do go through trends, you know, because I remember one of our former director generals a while ago, many years ago, there was some senior person in the BBC, I remember, stopped wearing a tie, right? And of course, what they all then do is they all follow like sheep. So then every manager didn't wear a tie. So, you know, once one in London didn't wear one that was quite senior, the whole BBC executive board, they stopped wearing ties too.
Yeah, I used to work in a place where they insisted on a dress down day on a Friday.
Yes.
It was a dress down. And this guy deliberately, just to get up their noses, he came in the best suit. So it was kind of like that attitude. The point is, they were talking yesterday about the NHS and the junior doctor strike. Real big, serious issues. And fair play to Jeremy, and people have different opinions. Jeremy has not, as far as I can see it, he doesn't descend to personal insult. It's not his style. He doesn't do it. It's not his nature. I don't think he likes wearing a suit and a tie at all. But what he wants to talk about is ideas.
And then sometimes.
And that's the thing. Just one point. That's the thing that Cameron wants to avoid, is talking about ideas. This is a man, allegations were made about him at his time in the clubs. the Bullingtons of Stady, etc.
Wow.
All those things that were said.
Wow.
And not substantiated.
Yeah, William Hansen, we see plenty of...
But a tie doesn't cover that up.
We see plenty of kind of losers, William, all neatly dressed, boring people, very neatly dressed, prats, very neatly dressed, William Hansen.
Well,
it doesn't mean they're special if they're all preen and pruned.
No, but it's a good step in the right direction. We also see a lot of prats that are scruffily dressed or have hipster beards or tattoos everywhere. So, you know, it's six of one and half a dozen of the other. But I think people are going to take you more seriously if you are in a job, a serious job, and being a politician is fairly serious, if you look like you actually can be bothered to get dressed in the morning and, as I said earlier, to respect the environment and the people that you are representing. My old headmaster used to say to us before...
Idi Amin wore a tie to make him a better man. He was very smartly dressed, Idi Amin.
Go on, William, last word to you.
Headmaster used to say when you're going off to revise in the Easter holidays, do it in your school uniform because you'll think better. And I did it, and I did quite well in my exams.
You wore your school uniform in your school holidays?
To revise.
Did you?
Yes, and it worked.
What type of boy were you?
Well, quite precocious.
You wore your school uniform in your school holidays?
Well, yes, to revise. It really does help.
That's an interesting man, William Hansen. He wore a school uniform in his school holidays.